Watching the game at home, let me just start with this. And I want to throw it out there right now for you at 412-928-9370. Your reactions to that game, not limited to, but especially if you were at the game last night. If you were in the building, because the vibe in the building is always different. No matter what you sense on TV, it's always different being there. If you were at that game last night, I would love to hear from you at 412-928-9370 to get your take on all things Fleury and the way that building felt and the tenor surrounding that game. Because this is what I sensed on television, at least. And I had to play catch up a little bit in the first two periods. And so I think I had one thing spoiled for me where I knew that the 2-0 lead wasn't going to last. And I'm playing catch up and I'm going, oh boy, here we go again. This team is going to just piss me off tonight. And catching up and watching the third period live was a very surreal would be the word that I would use to describe the experience. Very unusual experience. And here's what I mean by that. I was watching that game. The Penguins got the goal to cut it to 4-3 relatively early in the third, not even 4 minutes gone. And so then they had a pretty lengthy stretch where it seemed like they were going to have a chance, a realistic chance to tie the game and at bare minimum get a point against a good opponent, by the way. And they didn't. And as time ticked down, and they were getting some looks on net, and Fleury was stopping them, weirdest things seemed to happen. I got the distinct impression that fans in attendance, Penguins fans, people wearing black and gold jerseys, were cheering for Fleury, were rooting him on, seemingly excited by the prospect that he would slam the door on the Penguins and give them one more Marc-Andre Fleury memory. Like, I could swear that late in that game, probably in the last 5 to 7 minutes, watching it on TV and seeing him make saves, and then especially in the last 2 minutes maybe, seeing him make saves, I was hearing cheers when the puck wouldn't go in. And so I do need to know if you were at that game, if I am barking up the wrong tree here, if my ears are deceiving me, or if I in fact was hearing exactly what was happening and that fans in attendance were giving it up for Marc-Andre Fleury, were much more interested in Marc-Andre Fleury and what he was doing than the actual fortunes of the Penguins, which were, of course, last night tied to whether or not Marc-Andre Fleury could do his job properly. 412-928-9370. If you were at that game, I genuinely want to hear what it was like in that building and what the vibe was. I'm a big vibes person. And the vibe seemed unusual, to say the least. I do think Fleury's all class. He spoke. Haley Hunter had him on the ice after the game. He seemed very overcome with emotion. Just seemed very appreciative of the reception that he got from the fans. I also think it's nice and it's classy that the Penguins don't, and I think they've always done a very good job of this. Sometimes I think I've laughed because they've maybe given these tributes to players who weren't here for that long of a period of time but were fan favorites. They do a good job recognizing players that have done great things for them. A video tribute that they'll put up on the board when a player comes back, like a role player, comes back as a member of a visiting team. Always top class, always really well done. Always seems like they have a handle on what their fans want, what these guys meant to this city for however brief or lengthy a time they were here. They do it upright. I think some teams, it's probably in part because the Penguins haven't had too many situations where a guy has been really good here and then has left on bad terms. Like, they've either just come here and not fit in or they've been immediately embraced. It's never been like a Steelers Terry Bradshaw situation, really, with any of their greats, other than Jagr, which, of course, got put to bed in kind of the most emphatic fashion with one of the most moving ceremonies they've put on last year. They do a good job, though. They have a good feel as an organization, and this transcends even, you know, this ownership group and the past ownership group. with Lemieux and Burkle. They have a good feel for making sure they honor players that have meant a lot to the organization while they're still active, while it's not just an old timer walking onto the ice. Like, within games, they have a sense of the moment, right? And so I give them high marks for what happened yesterday and how they handled it. It was top-notch all the way. I was sitting there thinking to myself briefly in the third period, like, if the Penguins had erupted and scored four or five goals, you know, three or four goals and ended up winning that thing going away, if it had ended up being like a 7-4 game, could they still have given Fleury the first star out of sentiment? Could the writers in attendance have been like, no, we got to have him skate out there one more time. He got pulled from the game, but bring him back from the locker room. They didn't have to, of course, because the Penguins stink, which is the other part of this story that I'll get to in a minute. But they did a very nice job for a player who I think embodies the idea or is like a walking bit of proof of the concept that if you are very good at what you do on the ice or the field or the court or whatever, and you are also a very good citizen off of it, you are friendly and affable with fans, with media, you are going to get a massive send-off. That's what Fleury got. And one more emotional thing. I'm sure there were not a dry eye in the house for many people. I'm seeing people tweeting that they're crying about it. He meant so much to them. He meant so much to the franchise. It was really well done. But the fact that the man is so beloved here, and the fact that the team is right now so not beloved, just seemed to create on television a very bizarre set of circumstances. Marc-Andre Fleury saving pucks while the Penguins are desperately trying to get the equalizer, and at least to my ear, fans cheering those saves. Again, please set me straight if I am misguided in this, 412-928-9370. Here's the other part of this story, though. And I think Starkey was kind of railing about this at the end of his show. They suck. That is a wretched hockey team. I am a yammering idiot that I got in there with Tyler Kennedy on the side of this team will somehow find a way to drag their carcass to the playoffs. I think TK said they'd even win a playoff series. I don't think I'm putting words in his mouth. They ain't winning jack squat. They might win the lottery this year. That is a bad, bad hockey team. And in any other setting, if the opponent is anyone else last night, if they blow a 2-0 lead, they can't even hold it at the end of the first period and go down by a 4-2 count and then can't get the equalizer. We're not talking about, oh, what was the Marc-Andre Fleury send-off like? We're not talking about the emotions in the building. We're damn near holding a tribunal to decide whether or not Mike Sullivan should have his job by the time this show goes off the air today. If not openly wondering why he already hasn't been relieved of it. I'll bite, though. What good reason is there to keep that guy around right now? What is the case to keep Mike Sullivan? Don't give me the, well, Fenway Sports Group likes him. He's a Boston guy. Kyle Dubas speaks highly of him. Therefore, they won't fire him. I don't care about that. What case is there, independent of what they will do, to keep this guy? I don't got one. I can't make one. That team looks shot to hell. Nice for Fleury that he got to have this go-away game against a bunch of guys who couldn't have put up even token resistance for him. Couldn't even do that much. This is an uninspiring team that still has shaky goaltending. Blomqvist did his best impersonation of, like, bad times Fleury by giving up a ridiculous sharp angle goal where he admitted he just completely lost sight of the post. Their defense is an atrocity. I don't even understand if they have a defensive structure, what they're trying to do. At least five of their six defensemen, I would say, are objectively bad at playing defense. Their best forwards are no longer young and can no longer carry the team. Crosby had multiple assists. That's nice. This team gives up goals in bunches, can't score anymore, and is already circling the drain. 1-3 at home, 3-7-1 for the year. I like to call that 3-8 because that's what you actually are. in a sport where if you're not in playoff position come Thanksgiving, you're probably not going to make it. Where are the Penguins sitting in the Metropolitan Division? Oh, dead last? Oh, yeah, they had a nice night, though. For Marc-Andre Fleury. 412-928-9370. Donnie Football's here. I am playing hurt. If I were a pitcher, I would be throwing all my off-speed stuff right now, trying to hit the corners. I am dealing with sore throat issues. Donnie Football is in the building. Did you get any sense that this was a bizarro world situation last night? I swear to God I heard cheers for Fleury when he was saving pucks.
Kind of like the end of Rocky IV when the Soviets started to root for Rocky.
And you could change, we could all change.
He gave a nice speech after that could have set up world peace. Although I feel like it was kind of predictable, and we discussed this yesterday, that knowing that it would be likely Marc-Andre Fleury's last game in Pittsburgh, we had the mindset of, well, if they get down in this game or something, that I think the fans will quickly kind of turn and just start rooting for Fleury to do well. And you guys were at Mike's beer bar yesterday, and Mike was saying what he
was going to cry.
1-0 game, and Fleury has 50 saves. Or
they didn't even need to do that. They didn't even need to do that to give him the first star, though. He gave up 3 goals. Who cares? Give him the star.
Yeah, I think they were going to give it to him no matter what.
If they had lost, if the Penguins had won 8-4, and he had given up all 8 goals and had to just eat crap out there, would they really have done that? Come on.
Third star.
You'd have to, they would have had some, they would have done the first, yeah, maybe they'd have given him the third star, but come on. He had to have played like a base level passable game, which he did, to get that.
But, I mean, then you see really everything on social media before and after the game, and I'm not just saying from people that cover the team, like I'm saying, I would go on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and it would be people I've been friends with for years, and they're not posting about the Penguins. They're posting about Marc-Andre Fleury and the videos that they're posting. They're not just the guys warming up before the game. They're posting about Marc-Andre Fleury, and they're taking videos of Marc-Andre Fleury circling the ice and, you know, getting set for, getting set right before the game is going to start.
Yep.
You're seeing all of that from people. You're not really seeing any sort of care in the world about the actual team, which, okay, maybe they see the team play in person several times a year. So you can make that argument. But it seemed like it was one of those cases where I think everybody was probably hoping for what Mike from Mike's Beer Bar was hoping for, that the Penguins win the game 1-0 and Marc-Andre Fleury has 50 saves. They didn't get that last night. Fleury still had a good night. He got the first star. But the actual team that takes that ice 40-plus times per year is not a good team. Joe said something this morning when I was driving in. I didn't even realize it until he mentioned it. There's only one other team in hockey to have played as many games as the Penguins and have fewer points, and it's the San Jose Sharks.
Who suck horribly. And are supposed to suck because they just had the number one overall pick.
I mean, they say sometimes it's not how you start, it's how you finish. You can't lose a game or you can't win a game in the first quarter, but you can damn well lose one. And this start of the season for the Penguins is a tad worrisome, if not more.